This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. Tight beef supplies are expanding opportunities for utilized cuts. We'll have more right after this.
Here's a special spring offer for Iowa Agribusiness Radio listeners. Right now, receive 15% off your soil testing costs with Farmers Edge Laboratories. With fast turnaround times, get your results in under 3 days. Experience exclusive pricing and shipping programs designed to meet your budget and timeline requirements. Take advantage of this special offer by calling 888-576-6777 or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more.
While lower U.S. beef production and tight beef supplies represent a challenge for U.S. exporters, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says the upside of this situation is that more opportunities are emerging in international markets for underutilized beef cuts and beef variety meats. The efforts to find these new opportunities, along with the marketing of beef variety meats, helps maximize the value of each animal.
The performance on beef was, I think, a pretty good sign, because we all know production's down, will remain down for the foreseeable future. But this is really an opportunity for the industry and for USMEF in particular to work on maximizing the value of that carcass and really focusing in on some of the subprimals that might be underperforming. And we've had quite a bit of success on the different cuts within the round primal. Knuckles, insides, et cetera, outside round flats, a lot of success there in places like Taiwan, Korea, even in Mexico and Central America. We've seen some success on some of these cuts. Shoulder clods, another area of the carcass. And of course, you can't forget variety meats. Variety meats continue to be a very important part of the growth. We've got markets like Mexico showing growth. You had the Middle East and Korea and South America as well, and even the Caribbean. So our overall goal is to diversify into as many markets as possible. And in the case of variety meats, it's really a testament to the fact that it is working.
For more information, visit usmef.org. You can find the rest of this story on iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our free daily e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.